Edward the Emu by Sheena Knowles.
Read by Mr. Rook.
Sound effects by J42.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the zoo. I hope you have a lovely time.
Edward the Emu was sick of the zoo. There was nowhere to go, there was nothing to do. And compared to the seals that live right next door, well, being an emu was frankly a bore. So that night when the zookeeper went home to bed, Edward jumped from his pen and he laughed and he said,
"But seals are the best, anybody can tell. So tomorrow I'll just be a seal as well."
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather around. It's almost feeding time at the seals.
The next morning at 9 when they opened the zoo, the seals were swimming and Edward was too. He dived in the water and basked in the sun and he balanced a ball on his beak just for fun. Well, Edward was really enjoying the day till he overheard someone behind the fence say,
"The seals are always amusing, it's true, but the lions are the best thing to see at the zoo."
So that night when the zookeeper went home to bed, Edward jumped from the pool and he smiled and he said,
"The lions the best, anybody can tell, so tomorrow I'll just be lion as well."
The next morning at 9 when they opened the zoo, the lions were roaring and Edward was too.
"Ladies and gentlemen, remember not to fear the lion."
He snarled at the ladies and growled at the men. Life was certainly grand for a lion in his den. Well, Edward was having a wonderful day till a man in the crowd had the gumption to say,
"The lion's a beast I should always detest. The snakes are the things I like to see best."
So that night when the zookeeper went home to bed, Edward crept from the cage and he grinned and he said,
"If the snakes are the best things, and that's what they say, then tomorrow I'll just be a snake for the day."
The next morning at 9 when they opened the zoo, the snakes were all hissing and Edward was too.
"Please be aware there's a venomous snake that has escaped. Have a nice day."
He slipped round the rocks, it was magic to see. Then he curled himself casually up round a tree. Well, Edward was just warming up for the day when he overheard one of the visitors say,
"The snakes are impressive, I know that it's true, but the emu's by far the best thing at the zoo."
"The emu?"
gasped Edward.
"My goodness, that's me. I'm the thing that gentleman most likes to see. Not the seals, the lions, the snakes, and the rest. It's Edward, the emu, he likes to see best."
So that night when the zookeeper went home to bed, Edward slipped from the cage and he laughed and he said,
"If the emu's the best, then that's easy, then tomorrow I'm Edward the emu again."
Edward ran to the place where he used to reside, but oh, what a shock when he clambered inside. He found himself suddenly come face to face with the emu they brought in to take Edward's place.
"Ladies and gentlemen, please come and meet our new emu at
the zoo." The emus considered each other for a while. Then the new emu said, with a shy little smile,
"Hello, I'm Edwina. It's nice meeting you. You're the best thing I've seen since I came to the zoo."